From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle. We're playing this week with Charlie Pierce, Paula Poundstone, and Tom Baudette. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, a listener limerick challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Catherine from Amherst, Massachusetts.
Hey, Catherine. What do you do?
I was a student at Amherst College for 4 years, and then I graduated, and now I'm back working at Amherst.
Really? You just couldn't leave, huh?
No.
Well, it's nice to have you with us, Catherine.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Now, you're going to play the Listener Limerick Challenge. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner.
Great.
Ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Here's your first limerick.
I answered the phone in good cheer. What? A whole case? Bring it here. Since the cell phone was stolen, the cops soon came rolling. I was nabbed 'cause they offered free
beer.
Right. So police in Germany had a cell phone thief to catch, but how to find him? How about free beer? So they called one of the missing cell phone numbers, and the thief answered, and an officer said, congratulations. You just won a case of free beer. Where should we bring it? And the thief goes, oh, that's great. He says, and he gives them their name and address and waited for the beer to be delivered. He waits still.
So they didn't even give him the beer?
They didn't even give him the beer. Very good. Here is your next limerick.
With fake noses, we don't smell so hot. What do real schnozzes have we ain't got? Hey, who would rebuke us for adding some mucus? What we need is a thin film of...
snot?
Yes!
Oh. My four-year-old would have gotten it.
I know. Your four-year-old says that answer to every question. I know. I have one myself. British scientists are trying to develop an electronic nose, a sniffing machine, but they were frustrated. Their mechanical sniffing devices were helpful in keeping quality high in the food industry, but it couldn't tell the difference between things like milk and bananas, like a real nose could. Why not? The answer? No mucus. So they got to work outfitting their electronic noses with this thin layer of mucus-like polymer, which helps trap the molecules, and it made all the difference. The new cyber snot sniffers are faster and more sensitive than ever, although three of them did call in sick with a cold.
So what do they use it for?
Let me put it this way. Years ago, I had a job working in the family grocery store in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And I used to work for my uncle. I used to help him in the back. I was a kid. And my uncle, for whatever reason, can't smell. He has no sense of smell. So he would be working with the meat, cutting the meat, and he'd open up the meat packages to see if they were still good, and he'd hold them in front of me. And I would have to sniff them, one after another, to see if they're any good or not. They're trying to develop a machine that will save some future young man from that fate.
Look what you've done with your life.
I know, that formative experience.
There's no evidence that without that, you would have come this far. Do you see what I'm saying?
And I don't think there's any doubt you've come further than any meat sniffer I've ever known.
I know.
They've done studies. A lot of meat sniffers go on to do really great things, yeah. And yet this project really destroys the hopes and the dreams
of young meat sniffers. Isn't your uncle the punchline to a joke that goes, not bad for a goat?
What?
I have a goat with no nose. It's a 400-year-old joke, Peter. I think it was in the Epic of Gilgamesh. I have a goat with no nose. How does he smell? Not bad for a goat.
Okay.
Oh, come on. That joke hasn't gotten applause since 1851.
Anyway. Here, Catherine, is your last limerick.
Okay.
Our prognosis for what it is worth is conditions there might lead to birth. A planet we've traced way out there in space with conditions not unlike our...
Earth.
Right. Yes. Astronomers have discovered the most Earth-like planet ever found. It's just a short 20.5 light years away, just a hop, skip, and a jump. And with its moderate temperatures and presumably liquid water, it's practically ready for us to move in. But before you pack, there is some bad news. The planet orbits its sun once every 13 days. So a year is just 13 days long.
Wow, I love that.
And the gravity there is 1.6 times heavier than on Earth, which means any inhabitants would be short, fat, and old. But never fear. On planet Danny DeVito, as we like to call it. Earthlings will all get work as supermodels. Carl, how did Catherine do in our quiz?
Well, very well, Peter. Catherine, you had 3 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Excellent. Thank you.